ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ 64th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ಕಾಮಸ್ಯ ಬೀಜಂ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಾದೇವ ಜಾಯತೆ ಬೀಜೇ ನಷ್ಟೇ ಗುರೈವ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಷ್ಟೇ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ. ಕಾಮಸ್ಯ ಬೀಜಂ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ, ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಮ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಎವಲ್ಯೂಷನ್? ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಕಾಮ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕಾಮ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ನಿಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಾಮ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಹಾರ್ಮ್ ಅಸ್. ಕಾಮಸ್ಯ ಬೀಜಂ, ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ. ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಾದೇವ ಜಾಯತೆ ಕಾಮಃ. ಸೊ ಕಾಮ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಬೀಜೆ ನಷ್ಟೇ ಅಂಕುರ ಇವ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟ್, ಎ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್, ಬೀಜಂ ಇಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್, ಕಾಮ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಸೀಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೂಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿವೆನ್ಷನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಸೊ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಷ್ಟೇ, ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸೊ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ನಷ್ಟೇ, ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ನಷ್ಟೇ, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಕಾಮಃ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ, ಡಿಸೈರ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಫ್ಯೂವಲ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವೈವ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ವಿತ್ ದ 67th ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಕಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್, ಆಸ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಕಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಚೋಸನ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥಾನಂದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವಿವೇಕಾನಂದ. ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಅನುದಯೇ ಹೇತು ಯಥಾಭೂತಾರ್ಥದರ್ಶನ ಅನರ್ಥಚಿಂತನ ಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಾವಕಾಶೋಶ್ಯ ವಿಧ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಕಾಮ ರೈಸಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವಿಜಸ್ಸ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಸಾಧನ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಸೀಕರ್. ಸೊ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್? ಡ್ವೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಐ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಮೋದ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ವೃತ್ತೀಸ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಲೈ ಏರ್ಲಿಯರ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಫನ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್? ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಮೆಥಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ದಿ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ವೇವರ್ಲಿನೆಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಅನುದಯೇ ಹೇತು. ದಿ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಯಥಾ ಭೂತಾರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ದರ್ಶನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್? ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಈಸ್ ಫೈನೈಟ್. ಬೈ ಆ್ಯಡಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಫ್ಯೂ ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇನ್ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ. ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೇ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಈಸ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ. ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಮಹಾ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ. ಅಹಂಕಾರ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಪೂರ್ಣತ್ವಂ. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್, ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವರ್ಜಿ ಈ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್. ಬೆಳಕು ಮಾತಕ್ಕೆ ಪಟ್ಟುಕುಂಜನೋ ಕಟ್ಟಿನ ಮಾರಿ ಇನ್ನು ತಮಿಳ ದೇಸೆ, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಡೆಕೊರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬ್ರೂಮ್ ಸ್ಟಿಕ್. ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ವಾಟ್? ಎ ಬ್ರೂಮ್ ಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಡಸನ್ಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಅಪೂರ್ಣ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಬೈ ಆ್ಯಡಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ನಂಬರ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಡೆಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ನೋ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೂವ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೆಸನ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಒನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ದ ಲೆಸನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್. ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ದಿ 7th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಭೂಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಸೆಟ್ ಯೋ ವೈ ಭೂಮ ತತ್ ಸುಖಂ ನ ಅಲ್ಪೇ ಸುಖಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಅಲ್ಪೇ ಸುಖಂ ನ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ನೋ ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇನ್ಗ್ರೀಡಿಯಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್, why did he ask this person first, why he discarded in the first, discarded first place? He would not have. People get things and discard not only object but people also these days. The very fact that they are taken and dropped indicates what? That no object has got the ingredient of happiness. It seems Swamiji's Guru Bhai used to be there during his trainings. He used to say, whenever you purchase any object in the store, they list the ingredients. And in that list of ingredients, do you ever see happiness as one of them? Whether 3 grams of happiness, 10 grams of happiness, it is not available at all. We do require a few things for survival, that is true. Nobody can deny that. But more than that, we are attributing it so much value, which it does not have, that object doesn't have. This is called Shobhana Adhyasaha. This is an Adhyasa, Sankalpaha. Therefore, Yatha Bhutartha Darshana means the value that I attribute is not there. Why? Somebody is discarding that, and not only it does not have value, it has problems also. Anartha Chintanam Cha Abhyam. Every object or being in creation has Trivida Doshaha. This we have already seen. 3 doshas. What are the 3 doshas? These are Dukkha Mishritatvam, Atruptikaratvam, Bandhakatvam. These are the 3 ones. Some people, they give happiness wherever they go. Some people give happiness whenever they go away. Similarly, objects will give happiness which we consider what they can, either happiness or sorrow it can give, either while coming or going. Therefore, everything in creation which we consider as an asset is also a liability, including our own physical body. Is it asset or liability? For example, if ask somebody what is your age, up to a particular age it is an asset, body is an asset. You do all that Ayushya Homam, this, that and all. And after a certain age, one will look for some Marana Homam. I want to have Anayasa Maranam. Therefore, every object is a mixture of pleasure and pain. So this is called Dukkha Mishritatvam. Then Atriptikaratvam. Whatever we accomplish, we never get satisfied. We will look for the next thing. Instead of enjoying what is there, we will be missing what we can have later. And finally, Bandhakatvam. The more we depend on external factors, we will be going from dependence to more dependence only. Our aim is moksha. So dependence to independence is our aim, but we have traveled from dependence to more dependence only. So once I understand these 3 doshas, I will not dwell on them. Therefore, anartha chintanam cha hetuhu bhavati. Abhyam. By using these 2 methods, looking at an object objectively and seeing the disadvantages in them, asya avakashaha nivadyate na vidyate. We won't dwell on the object anymore. Instead, we should dwell on whom? Ishvara. As he says in his Shivaparada Shamapana Stotra, Adi Shankaracharya has written one beautiful shlokam. O Lord, I postpone the Shiva Dhyanam, giving excuse one by one. In Balavastha, I am unfit for anything, and so I did not do Shiva Dhyanam. I was only playful. Balastavad Krida Saktaha. In youth, I was running after all things. Tarunastavad Taruni Saktaha. No question of Shiva Dhyanam. And once I get into Grihastha Ashrama, old age, middle age, all that thing, responsibilities, so many worries. Vriddhastavad Chinta Shaktaha. Where is Shiva Dhyanam? Family Dhyanam only all the time. All kinds of worries. Then in old age, my body becomes unfit and mind thinking of, is always thinking of the past glories or past worries, whatever it is. So my entire life went without Ishvara Dhyanam. Parame Brahmani Kopi Na Saktaha. So Kshantavyo Me Aparadaha Shiva 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 Bo Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Beautiful song. So whenever we tend to dwell on objects, replace by Ishvara Dhyanam. Replace that meditation with meditation on Ishvara. At least some punya will accrue. So avakashaha, sankalpasi avakashaha, na vidyate. Vivekacha. So then we'll go to next sloka, 91. Vivekajam divra virakti meva ముక్తే నిధానం నిగదంతి సంతః తస్మాద్ వివేకీ విరక్తిం విరతిం ముముక్షుః సంపాదయేత్ తాం ప్రథమం ప్రయత్నాత్. సో హియర్ ఆచార్య సేస్ అమంగ్ ద ఫోర్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ వైరాగ్యం ప్లేస్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ రోల్ బికాస్ ఎ మైండ్ వితౌట్ వైరాగ్యం ఈస్ అ ప్రీ ఆక్యుపైడ్ మైండ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ గ్రహస్థ ఎ గ్రహస్థ క్యాన్ బీ ఎ సన్యాసి ఇఫ్ హీ క్యాన్ రిడ్యూస్ రాగ అండ్ ద్వేష. జ్ఞేయస్య నిత్య సన్యాసి యో న ద్వేష్టి న కాంక్షతి నిర్ద్వందో హి మహాబాహో సుఖం బంధాత్మ ముచ్యతే. రాగ అండ్ ద్వేష మేక్ ద మైండ్ ప్రీ ఆక్యుపైడ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. దట్ కెనాట్ డూ శ్రవణం మననం నిధిధ్యాసనం. దర్ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ శ్రవణ మన నిధ్యాసనం షుడ్ బి ఎఫెక్టివ్ వైరాగ్యం మస్ట్ బీ డీప్ అండ్ క్లియర్ అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ మే యూ టేక్ ఎనఫ్ ట్రబుల్ టు డెవలప్ వైరాగ్యం ఏ గ్రేట్ అభ్యాస. సో హీ సేస్ తీవ్ర విరక్తిం ఏవ నాట్ అ క్యాషువల్ వైరాగ్యం తీవ్ర వైరాగ్యం. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ గ్రేప్స్ ఆర్ సవర్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వైరాగ్యం. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ సంథింగ్ బికాస్ ఐ కెనాట్ అఫర్డ్ ఇట్. సో విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ల్యూక్వామ్ వైరాగ్యం. రియల్ వైరాగ్యం మీన్స్ వాట్ వీ సా ఇన్ కఠోపనిషత్ యమధర్మరాజా హీ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ నచికేతస్ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ ఫ్రీ ఆఫ్ కాస్ట్. టేక్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంట్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇమాజిన్ నచికేతస్ సిచ్యువేషన్. వాట్ విల్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ డూ? వీ మే గెట్ అ డౌట్. ఓ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ల్యూక్వామ్ వైరాగ్యం. వై డోంట్ వీ టేక్ దిస్? శంకరాచార్య సేస్ మోక్ష రిక్వైర్స్ తీవ్ర విరక్తిమేవ డీప్ వైరాగ్యం. ఇంటెన్స్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్. సో ముక్తేహే నిదానం. నిదానం మీన్స్ కారణం. ఇస్ ద కారణం ఫర్ మోక్ష. అదర్వైజ్ జ్ఞానం విల్ బీ అన్ అకాడమిక్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఆర్ మియర్ లిప్ సర్వీస్ ఓన్లీ ఆర్ విల్ బీ మియర్ ఎ స్కాలర్షిప్. వేదపాఠేన విప్రహా స్యాత్. హీ కెనాట్ బెస్ట్ బికమ్ అ స్కాలర్ ఓన్లీ. ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ గివ్ ది ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ రిజల్ట్. సో ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ రిజల్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణో బ్రహ్మవేదనాస్. సో దిస్ వైరాగ్యం షుడ్ నాట్ బి సప్రెషన్ బికాస్ సప్రెషన్ క్యాన్ బి డేంజరస్. ఇట్ క్యాన్ డీఅరేంజ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ మేక్ ఎ పర్సన్ క్రేజీ ఆల్సో. దర్ఫోర్ ఆచార్య సేస్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి రెనన్సియేషన్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ. హీ సేస్ వివేకజాం తీవ్ర విరక్తి. ది డిటాచ్మెంట్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వివేక డిస్క్రిమినేషన్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ నచికేతస్ ప్రూవ్డ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సప్రెషన్. హీ గివ్స్ రీజన్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ కఠోపనిషత్. శోభావామత్యసేదంతకైతత్ సర్వేంద్రియాణాం జరయంతి తేజః అపి సర్వం జీవితం అల్పమేవ తవేవ వాహస్తవ నిత్యగీతే. నృత్యగీతే ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ కీప్ ఇట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. న విత్తే న తర్పణీయో మనుష్యాః. మనీ కెనాట్ గివ్ కంటెంట్మెంట్. Therefore, when born out of maturity, when vairagyam is tivra vairagyam, moksha will be easy to attain. Because mumukshutvam is there, it is not difficult to attain. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti part alone is difficult to attain. Muktehe nidhanam, nigadanti santaha, santaha, wise people, nigadanti, they declare that intense detachment is a prerequisite ఫార్ మోక్ష. తస్మాత్ దర్ ఫోర్ ముముక్షు వివేకీ ఎ డిస్క్రిమినేట్ సీకర్ వివేకీ ముముక్షు ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. మోక్ష తాం విరక్తిం సంపాదయేత్. విరతిం సంపాదయేత్ మస్ట్ అక్వైర్ అండ్ ఎన్హాన్స్ ద వెల్త్ ఇన్ అవర్ వైరాగ్యం బ్యాంక్ అకౌంట్. ఇనిషియలీ ఇఫ్ దర్ ఈస్ సమ్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ వైరాగ్యం, స్లోలీ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఇంక్రీస్ అవర్ బ్యాంక్ బ్యాలెన్స్ అకౌంట్ విత్ వైరాగ్యం యూనిట్స్. The bank account is more important than other, this bank account is more important than other bank account because Acharya uses the words sampadayet. You have to earn. Sampadayet means earn. So, earn vairagyam more and more. Sampadayetam viratim prathamam is the first step. Prathamam in spiritual sadhana. Prathamam sampadayet. Prayatnat, whatever be the effort, prayatnam, one has to put forth to get this. So with this highlighting of the importance of vairagyam, Acharya concludes the discussion on the second topic of vairagyam. So viveka and vairagya are discussed among the fourfold qualifications to acquire sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Hereafter we will enter into the third one called శమాది షట్క సంపత్తి. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ వివేక వైరాగ్య శమాది షట్క సంపత్తి ముముక్షుత్వం, దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్. సో వివేక అండ్ వైరాగ్య వీ హ్యావ్ నౌ సీన్ సో ఫార్. నౌ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ థర్డ్ వన్ విచ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ అ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ 6 క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్. సో శంకరాచార్య హీ ఎన్యూమరేట్స్ దమ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక దట్ వీ విల్ రీడ్. శ్లోక నంబర్ 194. శమోదమస్థితిక్షా ఉపరతి శ్రద్ధా తతపరం సమాధానమితి ప్రోక్తం షడేవైతే శమాదయః. హియర్ ది థర్డ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఇస్ ఎన్యూమరేటెడ్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ బి ఎలాబరేటెడ్ లేటర్. సో దిస్ టాపిక్ శమాది షట్క సంపత్తి స్టార్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 94 విచ్ వి జస్ట్ రెడ్ అండ్ గోస్ అప్ టు శ్లోక 220. ఫస్ట్ హీ ఎన్యూమరేట్స్ దెమ్. శమః, శమః మీన్స్ రిలాక్సేషన్ ఆర్ ఈక్వనిమిటీ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, విచ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ రిపీటెడ్లీ కాల్స్ ఇట్ అస్ సమత్వం. సమత్వం యోగ ఇచ్చతే, వి హవ్ సీన్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. అల్టిమేట్లీ ఇఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కర్మయోగ ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ లైఫ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ సమత్వం. వాట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానయోగ ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ లైఫ్? సమత్వం. వాట్ ఈస్ మోక్ష ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ లైఫ్? సమత్వం. సో మెంటల్ పాయిస్ అండ్ ఈక్వనిమిటీ, డీప్ ఇన్నర్ రిలాక్సేషన్, దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శమః. ఇన్ తత్వబోధ లాంగ్వేజ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మనో నిగ్రహ. దిస్ ఈక్వనిమిటీ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ విల్ బీ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఛాలెంజ్డ్. ఎవ్రీ వన్ విల్ బీ ఛాలెంజ్డ్ బై వన్స్ బిహేవియర్. ఈవెన్ ఏ మస్కిటో విల్ ఛాలెంజ్ మీ. ఎవరీ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ విల్ చేంజ్ మీ, ఛాలెంజ్ మీ. కంటిన్యూస్ ఛాలెంజ్ టు మెంటల్ ఈక్వనిమిటీ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. అండ్ సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఛాలెంజ్డ్, సమత్వం ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి న్యాచురల్ టు ద మైండ్. సమత్వం వీ హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ ఫార్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ అప్హిల్ టాస్క్ బికాస్ ప్రాక్టికల్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫరెంట్. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వీ సే మనో నిగ్రహ, మైండ్ విల్ గెట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ రెగ్యులర్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్. అండ్ అవర్ జాబ్ ఇస్ వాట్? టు బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ డిస్టర్బింగ్ థాట్స్ టు నాన్ డిస్టర్బింగ్ స్టేట్. Since it is a continuous sadhana, in Tattva Bodha, it was defined as Mano Nigraha. Shama is disciplining. Actually, I always remind all our participants to look at the Tattva Bodha lectures periodically so that these concepts would be fairly akin to us. So, Shamaha is disciplining or restraining or quietening the mind, Mano Nigraha. And then Damaha. Damaha is sensory restraint. Discipline or the Indriya Nigraha. Mano Nigraha is Shamaha. Damaha is Indriya Nigraha. Sensory discipline. Then Titiksha. Titiksha means endurance or tolerance to withstand the choiceless disturbances that we have to go through. In life we have to always go through. There are two types of disturbances actually. For some we have a remedy and it will go away also. For some others we don't have a remedy at all. They are called choiceless situations. Every individual will have a few choiceless situations also in life. Old age is a choiceless situation. Those choiceless situations should not disturb the mind too much. The mind should have deep endurance power to accept it. Greater the endurance, lesser impact from choiceless situations. Because aging is a fact. We cannot make the impact zero, but we can reduce the impact, and the reduction of pain is by increase of tolerance or endurance. So this we have to train the mind to go through that. Both physical tolerance and mental tolerance both are required. So in Tattva Bodha, the order is actually slightly reversed. Here, Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, Titiksham. Here it is Titiksha and Uparama. There is a slight reversal, but that's okay. Uparatihi or Uparama, that means withdrawal from extrovert life. Karma Yoga requires more and more extrovertness because I have to be engaged in activities. Pancha Mahayajna means what? Lot of extrovertedness. Karma Yoga requires Bahirmukhatvam always. Jnana Yoga requires Antarmukhatvam. This cannot suddenly happen. That is why the four ashramas, Brahmacharya Ashrama, Grahastha Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, all of them. And Grahastha Ashrama is what? Bahirmukhatvam only. Extrovertedness because of children, responsibility, so many things. And even as we discharge the responsibilities, we are supposed to turn more and more inwards only. Antarmukha samarajyam bahirmukha sudurlabha amba. So, uparama means slowing down. In fact, we need not do, our age itself will do it. We will slow down. But still, naturally slow down by understanding. So, quietening down is called uparama. And Acharya is going to define uparama as sannyasi. For him, everything is sannyasi only. Shankaracharya likes, actually all his granthas, he focuses more on sannyasis only. What is coffee is sannyasi, he will say. Anything, he is a sannyasi priyaha. Therefore, uparama is sannyasi, because in sannyasi, one withdraws from all the responsibilities. Formally and legitimately, like retirement. Hand over charges to others and we retire. Same thing here also we do. Similarly, retiring from all the areas and in a family life and gradually giving it up to others. So that the time is available for all this thinking. And more than time, mind is available for Vedanta Vichara also. Because no worries and all. When you give all the responsibilities to others. Uparama means nivrittihi. Sannyasi are reducing extrovert activities. So, uparatihi is the same as uparama. So, both are synonymous. And then shraddha. Shraddha is the attitude towards our scriptures as the only source of valid knowledge about myself to understand my nature. If you remember the definition of Tattva Bodha, Guru Vedanta Vakyadishum Vishwasaha Shraddha. So, all other sources of knowledge deal with anatma. Sense organs are designed not to know the inner atma. Since sense organs are turned outwards, therefore, whatever we know with the help of sense organs is atma or anatma, is anatma. All other pramanas are based on pratyaksha data only. Therefore, they also deal with anatma only. Paranjikani vitrana swayambhuhu. Tasmat parang pashyati. We already saw all those things in Kathopanishad. Like I want to see my face because somebody said, oh, your face is very handsome. So I want to see my face. So I want to enjoy my own face. Unfortunately, I am not able to see because however powerful my eyes are, I can use a telescope, microscope, whatever scope. There is no scope for looking at my face. I have only one method and that method is using a mirror. But mirror can reveal only what? The sthula shariram, the grass body. It cannot reveal the sukshma shariram. What to talk of the atma then? The innermost self. Therefore, the only mirror which reveals my nature is what? Aita dhatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shweta keto. Mandukya, we saw that thing already. Chandukya, we already saw that. So, Guru says, I am revealing your true nature with the help of Shastra. Therefore, for self-knowledge, I have to rely upon Shastra alone. And if Shastra does not give knowledge, instead of blaming the Shastra, I understand that there are deficiencies in my approach. Therefore, I set right my problem and again go back to Shastra. That is the only way. Like our eyes. Eyes alone are the instruments to reveal forms and colors. I cannot say, I am tired of using my eyes, so I want to use my ears to know the colors. Impossible. It won't work. And no doubt, on certain occasions, eyes do deceive us also. For example, optical illusions. Eyes give wrong knowledge, like twinkle, twinkle, little star. But later I understand, stars are bigger than the earth. Even though these eyes give wrong knowledge on certain occasions, I don't blame the eyes. I only say certain conditions are not correct. Eyes are good and I continue to respect the eyes and use my eyes because if I leave aside my eyes, who is going to be the loser? Because my eyes gave me wrong knowledge, am I going to be like a Gandhari tied eyes? No. Therefore, we should remember there may be certain cases where there are problems, but never reject the eyes because the knowledge of the eyes can give, eyes alone can give. Similarly, never reject the Upanishads. However much they seem to mislead, because the problem is not with the Upanishad, the problem is in my understanding. Thus, instead of questioning the Shastras, I question my understanding. This attitude is called Shraddha. Now, Shastra does not go wrong, period. That should be my awareness. And I tend to go wrong mostly. This attitude of reverence and faith is called Shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. So, Shraddha swasomya. Very important, Shraddha. And what is the definition of Shraddha? Approaching the Shastra as the only valid source of self-knowledge. English translation, faith, you know, normally people translate Shraddha as faith in English. That is very vague. The full translation should be approaching the scriptures as the only valid source of self-knowledge. This is how Swamiji defines it. So this attitude is called Shraddha. So this is the fifth qualification. Then Tataparam, thereafter, Samadhanam. Samadhanam in Tamil language, when they say Samadhanam, it's used for some attitude. In Sanskrit, especially in Vedantic parlance, Samadhanam means focused approach, not losing sight of the goal, the primary goal of life, in and through all incidental pursuits, like going through worldly education, job, marriage, getting children, grandchildren, all those things. So many things we have. Many of them may be duties also. But in and through all the duties, there is one primary duty of the jiva to itself. I have a duty to myself, because the jiva is struggling to get moksha. Just as all the rivers are flowing towards the ocean, every jiva is struggling to attain fullness, purnatvam. And that struggling jiva struggle should be ended. That is my duty to myself. And while fulfilling duty to others, never forget the self-duty also. So Shankaracharya says, this self-duty of moksha attainment, only I can do for myself, and nobody else can work for my moksha. As we said before, in Karmakanda, proxies are there. Devi Bhagavatam or Saptasati Parayanam. If I don't know, I can ask the priest to do the Parayanam for me. And Sankalpa is in my name, and I give Dakshina, and I get the palam, and he gets the Dakshina. Therefore, many people, they go away. Proxy is possible in karma, not in jnanam. Who should get my knowledge? I only should get my knowledge. One cannot say, my spouse is very busy, therefore I will get the knowledge for him or her. No. Therefore, samadhana means not forgetting my duties to myself. This is called focus. So I should, one is long-term focus, which is not forgetting the goal of life. And the second meaning of samadhanam is short-term focus also. When I am going through Vedanta Shravanam for 1 hour, my mind must be focused on Shravanam with what you call as concentration or focus or attention. Many people have attention deficiency syndrome. Even if there is attention, it is for only 10 minutes or 15 minutes only. Even that may be large. That mind can never do Shravanam. Shama, Dama, they all, so Uparama will be gone. And Titiksha will come. Samadhanam will be gone. All those things, nothing will be all focused. In breaks, there is concentration. Therefore, Samadhanam is long-term and short-term focusing capacity of the mind. Iti Proktam. These six disciplines, Shadeva Yete, as a group, is called Samadhim Shatka Sampattihi. Shat means a group of six. Sampattihi means inner wealth. Money is our outer wealth. Jewelry is our outer wealth. Real estate is outer wealth. Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is our inner wealth. Outer wealth can purchase many things. They can never purchase moksha. If you want to purchase moksha, you require inner wealth. That is why it is called sampattihi, wealth. So this is the enumeration. Hereafter, each one is going to be elaborately discussed by the Acharya. This is very, very rarely found in any text, as we have already seen. Shloka 95. Yeka vrityaiva manasaha swalakshye niyatasthitihi shama ityuchyate sadbihi samalakshana vedibihi. the worst of the six sub-qualifications. When I use the word sub-qualification, it is one of the third ones. You know, Viveka, Vairagya, Shramadhi, Shatka Sampatti, the third one. So the first sub-qualification is Shamaha, Shamadhi. So which is going to be elaborated, discussed from Shloka 95, this Shloka that we just read, up to Shloka 127. We won't be reading all of them, just only to give you. In Tattva Bodha, it was just done in one line. Shamakkaha, Mano Nigraha, Damakkaha, Indriya Nigraha, over. Whereas Acharya takes from Shloka 95 to 127 just to address Shamaha. So he says, Eka Vrithya Eva Manasaha. If the mind is totally available for any pursuit without mental fragmentation, whatever job we do, often only a part of the mind is available for the job. We are so used to multitasking. Vedanta Shravanam also is what? Multitasking only. Another part of the mind is maybe thinking about something else. What is next? So what purpose do we have to do all this? So which shopping will be next? A good thing. I mean, it's all depending on the mind. It wavers. So that fragmented mind will not be effective. Whatever task we do, especially if it is Vedanta Vichara, then full mind is required. Not only the conscious mind, according to Vedanta, even the subconscious mind should not be involved in any other thing. At least conscious mind must be 100% available. In short, I am dead to the world. That is called full concentration. So, ekavrittya. Ekavritti means with one function. With totality, manasaha niyataha stitihi, mind engaging itself with full commitment. Not wedding, it's not like a wedding engagement, but engaged in the pursuit of moksha here. Swalakshye, in its own goal of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, and everything allied to that. So manasaha, swalakshye, in its own goal, even though it can be applied to any particular goal. If in sports, for example, all the time his mind is in sports only. For example, if you look at a cricketer playing a one-day match or whatever it is, before the match, they will be running and doing all the exercises. And once one match is over, their mind is again already planning for the next match. Therefore, any success requires commitment. Therefore, swalakshye, moksha lakshye, niyata stitihi, remaining undistracted, that is called shamaha, deep relaxation. And that is why before they do any karma, they do a sankalpa. After all, we know that we are going to do a puja. Why should we say Shuklam Pradhanam Vishnu Ombuhu and all that? The idea is you are going to do japa. Therefore, let the mind come from everywhere else. And you are given sankalpa, strong auto-suggestion to mind. Oh mind, listen to me. You are supposed to do only one job, namely japaha. And you should never become mechanical, but you should do the japa with concentration. That sankalpa indicates what? Niyataha, commitment. That is indicated by that sankalpa. But the interesting thing is what? Sankalpa itself is done mechanically many times. Sankalpa is to remove mechanicalness, but itself is done mechanically, because the Purohit, you know, he recites some mantras, you just, without even understanding, we repeat it without even focusing on that. Therefore, shama iti uchyate sadbihi. This is called shamaha by the traditional masters, learned people. Shama lakshana vedibihi, who know the definition of shama, shama lakshanam. They declare in this manner. Now the question is what? How to get this? We know one thing very definitely. The definition of shama is that which my mind does not have. What is the definition of shama? So actually, you know, I don't know, long ago there used to be a scholarly jester called Nasruddin Mulla. He was asked, what is truth? Then he said, that which I never tell is truth. That is what his definition, he said. So what is the definition of shama? That which my mind doesn't have is called the shama. So the next question is, how can I ever get it? Or can I get it at all? Acharya says, you can get it, but it is hard work, but it is possible. So several sadhanas he is going to deal with all of them hereafter regarding how to get this. Shloka 100. Prachodichanga sadbhave shamasidhyati nanyata tivra virakta tivra virakta prachyangam udichangam damadayaha tivra virakta. He talks about several methods. In sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, we have mentioned four. And of course, in the third, six subdivisions were given. So if you combine all of them, it will become Viveka 1, Vairagya 2, then Samadhi Shakta Sampatti 2 plus 2, 6 plus 2 is 8, and then Mumukshutvam 9. So now he says all these 9 are complementary and interconnected. One cannot try to take only one and successfully practice. No. One has to give importance to all of them. Like the four legs of a stool, for example. Sometimes if one leg is inside, you don't have to go under and hold it. Whichever leg is outside, just to pull, all others will come. Therefore, one cannot attempt this alone without taking care of others. Look what is before and what is later, like Viveka, Vairagya, Shama, Dama, Uparama, all of them. So, Shama is the third one. We have 9. Viveka, Vairagya, Shama, Soshrak, Shama is next one, then Dama. Therefore, Dama is the later one and Vairagyam is the former one. Viveka, Vairagyam, Shama, Dama. So, Dama is the later one. Vairagyam is the previous one. So, I am trying to tell for where Shama is placed. Therefore, if Shama is not to, is has to be strong, make sure the previous one, namely Vairagyam on one side and Dama on the other side, they are taken care of well also. Vairagyam means detachment or dispassion. Dama means sensory discipline. Make sure that we give sufficient importance to that. Because the sense organ puts all kinds of rubbish into the mind. The mind is inside and it is safe. But sense organs are 5 gates which generally do not have doors at all. And therefore constantly we find the world is dumping. And because we don't have any indriya nigraha, all kinds of rubbish get into the mind. Therefore, mind gets disturbed. First, fix the door to the sense organs. That is what he says. Prachyam, udichyam, angaha. Prachyam means the previous one. Namely, vairagyam. For Shama, the previous one is vairagyam. I want you to remember the sequence. Viveka, vairagyam, Shama, Dama, Uparama. For Shama, Vairagyam is the previous one, Dama is the next one. So this is what he is trying to put here. So Prachya. So Vairagya is the previous one and Udichya, the later one, is Dama. Sadbhave, when they are taken care of very well. Like for example, sandwich. Only take 2 slices of bread, middle one comes. So we need not separately touch it. So these two one has to handle carefully. So, udichya anga sadbhave shamaha siddhyati. Shama can come to a great extent. Na anyata, without vairagyam and dhamma, if you try shama alone, it will fail. So, to try for somebody to follow shama, one has to definitely have vairagyam and also sense control, dhamma. So, na anyata, not otherwise. And Acharya has said, the former one, and he is worried we would have forgotten what is the former or later. So he himself names them as Tivra Viraktim, Viraktim, the Prachyangam. So the previous one is Viraktihi. And Virakti means Vairagyam. And what kind of Vairagyam? Tivra Vairagyam. It is not ordinary, casual one. It is deep dispassion. Prachyangam, that means the former one. And Damadhyaha means Dama, Dama etc., Damadi. So, Dhamma, etc., the later ones. But the intermediate one is Dhamma or Udichyanga. Udichya means later part. So, this is one method he says. So, take care of on either side, whatever is previous one, whatever is later. And what is the next method? He gives several methods and we have to use all of them if we want peace of mind. We always complain, no peace. If you are really interested in peace, we have to have a judicious combination of all of them. Without effort, one cannot get it. Peace of mind is not possible. It will be pieces of mind. As the slogan goes, no pain, no gain. Pain means what? You have to take pains to work for that. Without that, one cannot gain. Now, we will see in the next shloka, 101. Kama krodhascha lobhascha mado mohascha matsaraha najita ashadime yena tasya shantirna siddhyati. He says here, there are 6 internal enemies which destroy peace of mind. Just as there are bacteria, virus and all of them which can destroy our physical health, there are 6 such which disturb our mental health. Therefore, we have to take regular shots, injections we have to take to destroy these inner enemies. Actually, Acharya wrote one of the Acharyas in Sringeri Matam, he wrote a particular poem called Kamalaja Daita Ashtakam. It's a beautiful shloka. Actually, there is one line, Kamadin Antaratman Sahaja Ripuvaran. Kamadin Antaran. Antara means internal enemies. And what is the uniqueness of them, all these internal enemies? What is the uniqueness? They are all born with me, Sahaja, and are therefore congenital. They are universal, they are internal. And what is their job? One point program they have. That program is to disturb my peace. Sahaja means bond with me. Sahaja Ripuvaram. O Saraswati Devi, he is praying to Sharadamba. O Saraswati Devi, help me in handling them. Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamala Jadaite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam. That is the prarthana at the end of each shloka. And these 6 internal enemies are enumerated here, and we have to handle them. And without handling them properly, one cannot have peace of mind. We can have only pieces of mind, as Swamiji says. So we are going to have, what are the 6? We are going to now enumerate them one by one now. And what are those 6-fold internal enemies? They are enumerated here as Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha and Matsaraha. Shankaracharya doesn't elaborate, but we have elaborately studied in the 3rd chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna asked the question, what is the most powerful obstacle for spiritual journey? And Lord Krishna gave the answer, which he later elaborately discusses also. Kama yesha krodha yesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahasano maha papma vidyenamiha vairinam. And next he enumerated 3 culprits also. Indriyani mano buddhihi asyadishtana muchyate indriyani manas buddhi. Yeter vimohayatyeva jnanamavritya dehinam. The sense organs which are let loose and the mind which dwells on the external objects. Jayato vishayan pumsaha. So the mind dwelling on sense objects and sense organs alone, all the time grazing on sense objects, and the mind meditating on sense objects, the intelligence justifying the weakness of the mind, all these conspire together and do what? Nourish the desire, kama. Therefore, learn to handle the details. Again, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3. We will not go into the details of that, because that we have discussed earlier there, but I'm just only refreshing that. So here we will only mention 2 points from that. One is, first let us make sure that kama is illegitimate, inappropriate or immoral. Immoral kama will have to be straight away dumped. There are legitimately permitted sakama. Shastra do permit certain legitimate desires natural to a human mind, at least initially. The desires may be fulfilled or not because we don't have control over anything. And therefore, we may work to fulfill our desires. It may happen also. It may not happen also. We are only contributors. We are not controllers of anything. Therefore, even when we desire something, simultaneously, we should remember, it may be fulfilled or it may not be fulfilled. I may attempt to fulfill them. But, O Lord, give me the mental strength to accept the failure in fulfillment also. This mental preparedness that will make kama harmless. As Swami Nayananda says, defanging the cobra, as long the fangs are there in the cobra, we have to be very careful. Once that fang is removed, one can handle that cobra like Lord Shiva, and one can put it even as an Abharanam also. Similarly, neutralize the capacity of desire to disturb my mind. Desire can disturb the mind before in the form of anxiety and all that. It disturbs when, despite effort, it is not fulfilled to the desired extent also. There also, we have the capacity to cause sorrow or grief. Anxiety before and grief later. These are the two poisons which desire contains. Anxiety before getting it and grief after getting it. Remove these two poisons and then desire is called non-binding desire. Swamiji Dayananda says, learn to manage one's desires. Managing desire is neutralizing its capacity to create anxiety before and create sorrow later. I attempt, and if I succeed, it is wonderful. If I don't succeed, that is also okay. So Krishna says in chapter 2, Sukha dukhe same krutva labha labho jaya jayau. Tato yuddhaya yudhyasvam naivam papam avapsyasi. Karma yoga is a method by which kama is made harmless. Without karma yoga, kama or any desire can disturb the mind in the form of preoccupation. So kama has to be detoxified. Then have non-toxic legitimate kama then. In the New Year talk, actually Swamiji spoke on is desire an evil? He spoke, Swami Paramatanda gave a speech, is desire an evil in a New Year talk, and gave a formula. He called it ABCD, that formula. A means appropriate desire. B is balanced desire. C is clean desire. And 4 is the desire D. So ABCD, that is okay. Kama is an internal enemy, should be dealt with very carefully. And then Krodha. Krodha is also an internal enemy. Krodha destroys three important mental virtues. Samatvam, Sukshmatvam, and Savadanatvam. These are the three things it destroys. What is Samatvam? Relaxed state of mind. And Sukshmatvam, sensitivity and consideration for others. Anger makes a person blind. He or she will not look to see who is in front of him. Shankaracharya says, Gurum api akshipati. Mataram api thadayati. An angry person may shout at his own guru also, or he may even thrash his own mother. When consideration and sensitivity go, mind becomes very gross. Sensitivity is destroyed. Samatvam, equanimity is destroyed. And finally, Savadanatvam, the capacity to act and speak deliberately and thoughtfully. Deliberate and thoughtful speech and thoughtful actions, they are very important values. In anger, deliberate speech and action, they go away. Both are replaced by impulsive words and actions. Impulsiveness in thought and action is the worst enemy of any person in general, but particularly bad for a spiritual seeker. Anger cannot be avoided, but anger can be managed. That is why even in Chamakam Manyuschame, you pray to Lord to give you manu, the anger. Because where one has to get anger, anger is a virtue. Where one has to anger, one has to deploy anger properly. So, krodha. And next one is lobha. Lobha means greed. Want more and more and more. Whatever amount I get, I am never satisfied. Actually, Swamiji tells an experience. Somebody told him long ago, Swamiji, there was a fair, some fair he went to, and where this person got a 10 rupee ticket for a lucky dip, and he got a 500 rupee worth watch. So he went and told Swamiji, Swamiji, I got like this. Swamiji said, oh, you are lucky, very nice. Further, this person said, no, Swamiji, next day the price was a scooter. If only I had won on that day, I would have got a scooter. So this person is not happy that he got the watch. He is disturbed as though he has lost a scooter which he never got. Therefore, we can never enjoy what we have. All the time we miss what we don't have. We completely forget, count your blessings. All the time complaining, this is not there, that is not there. This is the common lore. therefore wanting more and more and more, this greed. And actually in the 16th shloka of, and the 16th chapter, Krishna says, these three are kama, krodha and lobha. They are like special roads leading to the destination of naraka. Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodhastata lobaha tasmadyeta trayam tyajet. Greed is also a dangerous mental trait also. And the next one is called madaha. Madaha means arrogance or haughtiness. Because of various accomplishments, I am wealthy, money, name, fame, position, all those things make a person arrogant. In the Bhagavad Gita, we have seen the best remedy for arrogance. Remembering those who have accomplished more, always. Then we will know that we are nothing in front of those great people. And again in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, whatever glories we have, ultimately they all belong to Ishvara only. And Bhagavan has given us the opportunity to temporarily use them. Use them, never own them. Ownership will lead to problems. Therefore, madaha has to be neutralized carefully. And then mohaha. Moha is the fundamental delusion that the world can give peace, security and happiness to me. This is the worst delusion because according to Vedanta, yo vai bhuma tat sukham. Chandogya Upanishad 7th chapter, Bhuma Vidya. Dialogue between Narada and Sanat Kumara. We just finished all that. Wherein Sanat Kumara said, Brahman alone is the source of happiness. The world doesn't have even an iota of happiness. World cannot give us security also, because the objects themselves are insecure. Therefore, mohaha, I have to find security in God during Karma Yoga and security in myself during Jnana Yoga. And if somebody asks, then I come to this, you know, the self, should I give up God then? People normally ask this question. I come to Jnana Yoga, I talk about self, then should I have to give up God? No, we don't give up God. By the time we come to Jnana Yoga, we discover the fact that God is present in the form of the very self. Of whom? Of everyone. So world dependence is delusion, God dependence is a journey towards moksha, and self-dependence is moksha. We have told all these things in previous lectures. World dependence is delusion, God dependence is journey towards moksha, and self-dependence is moksha. So moha is not knowing this. Veda does not admit holding on to the world at all. Even holding on to the family, Veda doesn't admit. That is why they say, after 60 years, take to Vanaprastha Ashrama. After 60, don't stay at home. Veda doesn't want us to depend on even our own family members. Even if we stay at home, mentally we should say, my security is Ishvara only. Otherwise what? Mohaha. The last one is called Matsaraha. Matsaraha is the competition. And the corollary of competition meaning jealousy or envy. So matsaraha or matsaryam, it means jealousy or envy. I should be comfortable with myself without comparing with anybody else. Stop comparing and learn to be happy with what you have. In Bhajagovinda, Macharya very nicely said, Mooda jahehi dhanagama trishna guru sadbuddhi manasi vitrishna yallabase nija karmopattam vittam tena vinodaya chittam. Yallabase, whatever you legitimately earn, and with that whatever comfort you can have, be happy. Don't compare and feel jealousy. For every problem there is medicine, but for jealousy there is no medicine. Duryodhanasya biggest problem is what? Jealousy over the Pandavas. The whole destruction is because of that. Yena na jitaha. The one who has not conquered these internal enemies, tasya, for such a person, shantihi na siddhyati. He will not get shanti. Therefore, instead of learning to handle external enemies, learn to handle your internal enemies. అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వేదాంత ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎనిమీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ అట్ ఆల్. ద ఇంటర్నల్ ఎనిమీస్ అలోన్ షో ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ ఎనిమికల్. దర్ఫోర్ టర్న్ టువర్స్ వాట్? టర్న్ టువర్స్ ఇన్వర్డ్స్, మనశ్శాంతి. సో షడిమే, హౌ షుడ్ యూ స్ప్లిట్ యాక్చువల్లీ షడిమే? ఇమే షడ్, షడ్ మీన్స్ సిక్స్ ఎనిమీస్. ఏ న జితః, విచ్ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కాన్కర్డ్ దెమ్, తస్య శాంతిః న సిద్ధ్యతి. దిస్ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ మనశ్శాంతి. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ మెథడ్? దట్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక, విచ్ మే బి ఐ విల్ డూ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ ఐ గెస్. యా, బికాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్రెడీ 9:25. ఆర్ మేబీ ఐ కెన్ టేక్ ఎ కపుల్ ఆఫ్ మినిట్స్ అండ్ ఫినిష్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో. ఏన నారాదితో దేవః యస్య నో గురు గుర్వనుగ్రహ నవశ్యం హృదయం యస్య తస్య శాంతిర్న సిద్ధ్యతి. హియర్ ద థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ మెథడ్స్ ఆర్ ఎనిమరేటెడ్. థర్డ్ మెథడ్ ఇస్ వాట్? వి షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ మనశ్శాంతి, విచ్ ఇస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ శమః, అండ్ దట్ మీన్స్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ మీ వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ వాంట్. దట్ ఇస్ శమ, మైండ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మై కంట్రోల్. ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ఇన్ మైండ్స్ కంట్రోల్, మైండ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మై కంట్రోల్. దట్ ఈస్ మనశ్శాంతి. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ మెథడ్ నౌ? ఈశ్వర గురు అనుగ్రహ, ద బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఆర్ ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ అండ్ ద గురు, విచ్ వీ కెన్ రిసీవ్ ఇన్ యాంపుల్ మెషర్ బై వర్షిప్పింగ్ దెమ్. గురు అండ్ ఈశ్వర ఆరాధన. అండ్ ఇన్ ద 13th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత, అమానిత్వం అదంబిత్వం అహింసాక్షాంతి రాజ్యవం ఆచార్యోపాసనం శౌచం. దీస్ టు ఆర్ ఆచార్యోపాసనం అండ్ శౌచం, బోత్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ టుగెదర్ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ మెథడ్. సో ఏన దేవః ఆరాధితః, దేవః హియర్ మీన్స్ ఈశ్వరః. వీ షుడ్ డూ రెగ్యులర్ పూజ అట్ హోమ్ టు ద లార్డ్. పంచమహాయజ్ఞ, ఇన్ విచ్ వన్ యజ్ఞ ఇస్ వాట్? దేవయజ్ఞ. వీ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు కంపల్సరీ డూ ఇట్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఏ షార్ట్ వర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఎవరీ డే. వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్పెండ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ కాయికం వాచికం ఆర్ అట్లీస్ట్ మానస పూజ. అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద పూజ అండ్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ నమస్కార, వీ హ్యావ్ టు వాచ్ అవర్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ సీ వాట్ వీ ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫార్. హియర్ ఆచార్య సేస్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ ఏ సీరియస్ స్పిరిచువల్ స్పీకర్ షుడ్ ఆస్క్ ద లార్డ్, గివ్ మీ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సిక్స్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఎనిమీస్. వాట్ అ నైస్ ప్రేయర్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఆచార్య రోట్ ది శివానంద లహరి ఆల్సో, అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గ్రంథ, అండ్ లైక్ సౌందర్య లహరి హీ రైట్స్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇంజీనియస్ శ్లోక దే. వీ డిడ్ యాక్చువల్లీ దర్ ఆర్ అవర్ లెక్చర్స్ ఆన్ శివానంద లహరి ఆల్సో ఇస్ ఇన్ ద వెబ్సైట్. సో హీ సేస్ ఇన్ ద 43rd శ్లోక, ఓ లార్డ్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ అవతార యూ హ్యాడ్ కమ్ డౌన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ హంటర్ ఆర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ అర్జున యాజ్ హీ కేమ్ అస్ అ కిరాత, ద కిరాత అవతార. సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దట్ అలోన్ యాక్చువల్లీ దీస్ పోయిట్ భార్వి హీ రోట్ అ కావ్యం దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కిరాతార్జునీయం. కిరాత ది హంట, కిరాత మీన్స్ హంటర్. సో ఆచార్య అడ్రస్సెస్ లార్డ్ శివ, యు ఆర్ అ హంటర్, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? యూ రిక్వైర్ అ హ్యూజ్ ఫారెస్ట్ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డార్క్నెస్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీస్ ఇన్ విచ్ వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ మూవ్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్. యాజ్ అ హంటర్ యూ లవ్ హంటింగ్ దెమ్. నౌ ఐ ఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు సజెస్ట్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ హంటింగ్ గ్రౌండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ థిక్ ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీస్ అండ్ వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ ఇన్ ప్లెంటీ. ఓ లార్డ్ శివ, యూ క్యాన్ ఆక్యుపై దాట్ ప్లేస్, యూ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ హంటింగ్ అండ్ రిమూవింగ్ దోస్ వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ ఆల్సో ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ బెనిఫిట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ విన్ విన్. అండ్ యూ నో వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఫారెస్ట్? హీ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మై మైండ్. మై మైండ్ ఈస్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డార్క్నెస్, ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్, కామక్రోధ ఆల్ దోస్. సో కామక్రోధ లోభ మోహ మధుమాశ్చర్యాసి ఆల్ దోస్ వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. నౌ యూ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు మై మైండ్, యూ ఎంజాయ్ హంటింగ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ ఆల్సో ఎంజాయ్. మా గచ్చత్వం ఇతస్తతో గిరిశభో మయ్యేవ వాసం కురు స్వామిన్నాది కిరాత మామక మనః కాంతార సీమాంతరే వర్తంతే బహుశో మృగా మదభుజుష మాత్సర్య మోహాద్య తాన్ హత్వా మృగయా వినోద రుచితాం లాభం చ సంప్రాప్స్యసి. మనకాంతార దట్ మీన్స్ మెంటల్ ఫారెస్ట్, వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ ఆర్ రోమింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్, యూ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ హంటింగ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ బి ఎఫర్ట్లెస్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దోస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఈశ్వర ఆరాధన. సో ఏన దేవః న ఆరాధితః యస్య గురు అనుగ్రహః వర్తతే. ద వన్ హూ హాస్ గాట్ గురుస్ గ్రేస్ ఎర్న్డ్ బై గురు ఆరాధన, So again we supply yena guruhu aradhitaka atasya, for that person. The second line, shantihi siddhyati. One will get shanti, peace of mind. And to emphasize this, Acharya uses a double negative here. One who has not worshipped will not get peace of mind. So that is why in the first line he says, na aradhitaha and na guru anugraha, the one who does not have both, who has not done aradhana and who has not, so doesn't have the grace of the guru. Tasya shantihi na vidyate. Therefore, Ishwara anugraha is the third method and the fourth method, guru anugraha. Yasya kridayam na vashyam. Kridayam means here mind. Vashyam, mastered or disciplined. So one who has disciplined the mind following a set of all these values, which will be mentioned actually from the next shloka, will also have peace of mind. So 18 values is going to be enumerated. Many of them are known to us already. Actually, if you look at the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, 20 values are mentioned. We already just mentioned the shloka, Amanitva, Madambitva, Mahimsa, Akshanti, Arjama, on that shloka onwards. And also in chapter 16, 26 values, Abhayam, Sattva, Samshuddhi, all those things, they were all already mentioned. That is why Bhagavad Gita study is recommended for all spiritual seekers. Actually, even in Padashalas, we want to make it compulsory for people to learn Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji actually says, neglecting Gita, one should not study even Upanishads at all. Gita has to be studied, and or even Prakarana Granthas. Even if one has studied, we have to keep revisiting Bhagavad Gita. That is why Swamiji considers this particular thing, Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sankraha, very good, because Acharya brings many ideas from Bhagavad Gita and gives them here for us to revise. So, one who has disciplined the Hridayam by following these values, Tasya Shantihi Vidyate. He or she will get shanti. And here also double negative. What is the double negative? Yes, yekhridayam navashyam. The one who has not disciplined the mind will not get peace. Generally, what do we do? Religion has become a set of external rituals. When it is physical, mechanical ritual, we know what are the functions, puja, all those things we know. We concentrate on physical religion, but not on mental discipline as part of religion. And so it doesn't give peace of mind. Religion also coexists. Bhagavan is there, puja room is there, but what is not there? Peace alone is not there. So what we have done is what? We are taking the shell of the religion, our physical activities like going to pilgrimage, visiting temples, giving for abhishekam, archana, all those things we do. Except the difficult part, we never watch our mind. Manaha eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. When we have not watched the mind, neither religion nor Vedanta will bless us. If religion or Vedanta should help, I have to watch my mind. Therefore, yasya hridayam navashyam. The one who refuses to observe his mind, his thoughts, his thought patterns, his emotions, all the things he doesn't watch and discipline, no benefit for him. Not zero benefit. We will get some benefit, but not the full impact of either religion or Vedanta. This creates what? Other people will mock at us also. You did puja, what happened? You went to all these classes continuously, but you are still the same, like Brahman. You are Nirvikara. Brahman not changing is fine. That is good news. But our mind should not remain the same without changing. Mental transformation is important. So Shankara says, yasya kritayam navasyam tasya shantirna siddhyati. That is what he said. And maybe let's summarize. So in Gita lecture, Swamiji mentioned actually 5 methods of disciplining the mind, giving 16th and 17th chapters based on several verses. And we will just only recall them without going into the details. One is viveka, awareness. We already said of difference between quality of values and harmful traits. Just as we have to be aware of the good and bad from the standpoint of physical health, we have to be aware of healthy virtues and harmful traits from the standpoint of spiritual mental health. And this constant awareness is called viveka. Call it daiva asura sampatti viveka. Gita in 16th chapter says vibhagam, viveka. Second method is prarthana, regular prayer of Ishvara. Best prayer is, we said, kamalaja daita ashtakam. So it is worthy of daily chanting because we are seeking Saraswati for the vidyam suddham cha buddhim. Mother, make the mind clean. Of course, Saraswati, it is a tough project for her because we hand over the contract to her and do prarthana to clean up our mind, which is full of all kinds of things. So like that, for everyone there are prayers. We will continue with the rest of the discussion in the next webinar. Sal 934. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య పరస్సమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు నారాయణ.